Hello, everybody. Welcome to this session about EMS, Enterprise Mobility Suite. My name is Julien Stoiker. Today, I want to talk about EMS, but I want to demonstrate and show you some context, some real use case. First of all, the platform Microsoft Azure, a lot of features, a lot of awesome features. When you talk Microsoft Azure, we talk about infrastructure, so IaaS, infrastructure as a service, but also PaaS, platform as a service, and SaaS, software as a service. But it's important to know we can connect all these features, all these this object together. So do your stuff and enjoy with this platform. Nice to know 24 regions data center in the world, plus two the next year in Canada. Woohoo! So my name is Julien Stoiker, working at Negocium Technology in Montreal. As you can hear with my beautiful accent, I'm from France, but living now in Canada, in Montreal, since 4 years. I'm also a Microsoft Azure MVP, speaker and blogger. You can reach me on my Twitter account if you want to talk about EMS. Today I want to talk about my company and how we implement EMS, because I think it's a use case, it's a good thing to know to arguing with your CEO, with your executive people to implement this feature. So when we talk about Enterprise Mobility Suite, you know that we talk about identity protection and devices. In Negocium, we are around 100 employees and 50 consultants outside the office. It's very important to know. This company have many acquisitions. It bought a lot of company during the last 10 years. We also have a BYD incentive. For example, each month we have maybe $100 to buy some new, for example, if I want Surface Pro 3 and use this device to as my professional usage for my clients, I can do that. And also, we only have one IT employees. So for one IT employees for 100 employees, the ratio is not so bad. So we have a lot of application usage and file to manage. So in our reality, when you arrive at Negocium, we use a lot of tools, like everybody, like other company. We have all our productivity on Office 365. We have an access to, as I call the enterprise tools for the timesheet, for the pay sheet. If you are a developer, you have access on our Visual Studio Online. We use some third party as Trello or GitHub. So we have a professional account. We also have SharePoint Online with Office 365, but also all the environment of SharePoint on-premises too. To some, like I said, Negocium boot a lot of companies. So we have a lot of old systems too to integrate. If you are on marketing, we want to use the Twitter account of the company, the YouTube account, everything like that. We also have a lot of features on Microsoft Azure. And if you are on IT, we use the Cisco portal for the license, for example. We want to manage the DNS domain. So it's just an example of a reality. When you arrive at Negocium, we depend on your case, depend who you are, if you are a developer, if you have an IT guy, or marketing guy, we want to access all these tools. So in enterprise mobility, for identity, we talk about Azure Active Directory Premium. For security, we have the AD RMS and Intune for the BYOID. We use all this feature. So like I said, I want to talk about some case. For example, Negocium, when you are onboarding, when new people arrive, maybe 1 week before the HR send a form and say, maybe for index example, we have John Doe who arrived in our company. So the IT guy received the request, and we need to create, you need to create an account on Active Directory on premises. and to give them access to the productivity stack. For example, for all the Office 365 features. So you want an email account. We need a Skype for Business account and everything like that. After that, we also need all the we use the SaaS application for the payroll from the timesheet. So we want this same account from the Active Directory on-premises with the same username and same password. We want, with this account, have access to this feature on the cloud, on the software as a service company features. And after that, that depends on your profile. If you have a marketing people or developer or different profile, through the security group in Active Directory, we want also to delegate the control and the access. For example, for the marketing, we want to have access to the Twitter account of the company, but we don't want to give you the access, the password of the Twitter account. We just want to delegate the access in case of if tomorrow John Doe needs to leave or something like that. We don't want to change the password every time when we people quit the company. So that's pretty it. It's a first case. I will show you in demonstration after that. We also implement the self-service password. It's awesome features. Like I said, first we create an account and as an activator on-premises, and we want to synchronize the same username and sales password to the Office 365. So we use AD Connect. Every 3 hours, we have a synchronization to the our Azure Active Directory account. So johndoe@negocium.com, we will synchronize it with Office 365 Azure Active Directory. And also we want, if John wants to reset his password, we want also to resynchronize in other ways. So he reset the password on Office 365 portal, on Azure, on the cloud features for Microsoft. We want also to synchronize on our Active Directory on-premises. In this case, when John changed his password on Office 365, he will be the same in Active Directory on-premises, and we have the same to connect through, for example, to the Wi-Fi, to the on-premises SharePoint environment, to some application, to a System Center app controller. So that's an awesome feature. Also, we can synchronize, so I said the username and the password, we also can synchronize the group creation. If you want to let the possibility to the user to create a new security group on the cloud on Office 365 on Azure, we can also say if you want to synchronize on Active Directory on-premises. I can give you a nice usage for that, a nice story about that with all my clients. When I talk about this feature and EMS, I say, do you know how many time you spend to the support on level one to reset your password to user? All the clients say yes or no. Okay, try to count the number of tickets you have and the time you spend and how many it costs you to pay a people who do that, or maybe all the bunch of services, if you have 20,000 employees or clients. And try now with the ROI to implement this feature. When you're all set with that, you don't need to have these people, or maybe these people can do anything else. So that's a nice story, a nice return of an investment, I guess. So that's it. For this one, also we use a BYD. Like I say, every consultant have his own devices. For me, I have a Surface 3 Pro. Other people have a Mac. Other people have some VM. So we want to manage that. Also, we have some tablets, some devices, some mobile. So we want to allow and manage some application, especially in our case for the executive people. We want to force them, if you want to have them email on your phone, we want to force them to use the Outlook application from Microsoft and manage this application and say maybe we want a PIN to log into the application. You can also deploy a custom application on some device if you want. I will show you on the demo station to iTunes. iTunes, it's a nice platform too. We can manage your BYOD devices. So like I said, in our case, we have all the administrative users. We use the on-premises workstation. We provide them, the IT department provide some workstation. So this workstation is joined to the Active Directory on-premises domains. But all the consultants have to make the choice to join this domain, the Active Directory on-premises domain, or to join to install the EMS Intune agents to manage them, just not to block them, but just to know if any malware or any issues, or maybe to help them to deploy some features and some profile, some certificate, for example. I have a nice one on the screenshot on the bottom. Here you have an email I just received from the Microsoft iTunes platform. He say, okay, you have a user with a backdoor PHP malware, so watch out. So it's an automatically alert I receive. So that's pretty interesting. I can also, here on the right, you can see for John Doe, .negosom.com, he have an iOS device or an iPhone. I can also, retire or wipe this device. If John call me and say, okay, I lost my phone in the subway, for example, and I have some critical information on that, with iTunes, you can wipe your device and be protected with that. So I will show you that on a demonstration. Like I said, we have a synchronization between Active Directory on-premises to Azure Active Directory. Here we are. It's our Azure Active Directory. We have a bunch of users inside that. So I want to show you a nice feature about the reports. I can choose Azure Active Directory Premium. Know, okay, if user connect through, for example, Seattle today at 9 a.m., for example, and I have another connection at 10 p.m., one after that in Montreal or in East Coast. One after that, Microsoft Azure can detect for you its suspicious connection with two different IP, and it can send you some report about that. That's pretty interesting. So you have a multiple of reports. That's good to know. Also, I want to show you Microsoft iTunes. Here, I have a bunch of information on a dashboard page. For example, all the updates on my devices. I will show you up on my groups here for the demonstration. It's not our production tenant, but here we have some devices joins with our CEO inside that. We have some computer, we have some mobile, some Android, some iOS, some Windows Phone. I think I have mine here, for example. So I also have for the demonstration a John's iPhone, and I can say, okay, wipe these devices, selectively wipe the device. I can just wipe all the enterprise data if I force them to use the Outlook mobile app, for example, or I can say full wipe the device. So it's very interesting for that. I have some information on all update for the, for example, on my Surface 3, I deployed the agent. And you can say, okay, you need to do this user, me, need to do this update, for example. I have a bunch of alerts, like I show you on the slide, pre-configured, but you can also add your own alerts. And you can set, okay, here, I want to manage and deploy some application here. So, for example, the Outlook, I think I have the Microsoft Mail in Canada. Okay, I have all the Microsoft application for iOS. I also have from Windows Phone. So that Intune, in here you can say, okay, for this one, I want to deploy this one to John directly or just on all iOS or all the marketing group, for example. If you have Twitter or something like that. And finally, you can also nice feature there on devices. You can have some information of some user, some hardware. You can connect your instance to your system standard configuration on premises. So it's a very complementary features to all the BYD outside who knows the manage from your Active Directory on premises. I will demonstrate you another nice feature in HowCares. So I will connect to myapps.microsoft.com with the jondo@negocium.com here. Password. We connect to login.microsoftonline.com. Okay, I'm connected with jondo@negocium.com for the example. We have all the features, the mail, the calendar, the Yammer, OneDrive, everything like that. And also, in my Active Directory, I said, okay, I want to manage the application Twitter here. And I want to assign all the marketing groups to use them with this credential, our corporate credential. So in fact, when John connect and go to my apps in Office 365 or directly to the portal myapps.microsoft.com, here you have Twitter here. I can click on that. It's the same thing here, okay? Okay, you need to install an agent. I already installed it, I think because I'm in private navigation. So trust me, it works. You will connect through the Twitter portal, the Twitter site, through the corporate account who I specified on the Azure Active Directory. So that is interesting. I can also add YouTube. I have a bunch of, if I add an application from the gallery here, I have a lot of application. If I go, for example, on the marketing, yeah, the marketplace is very, very, the application gallery is very huge. So yeah, you have a lot of application to manage. We also deployed the Cloud App Discovery features to investigate which application, SaaS application, my company used. So here in Azure AD Cloud App Discovery, we deployed an agent on the devices. Oh yeah, I'm connected with Jondo, so that's why I don't have access. But here, portal.azure.com. I will show you the result. It's pretty interesting. And the beauty of that, you have the information here on Azure, so on Browser and Cloud App, Azure Cloud App Discovery. So it's loading. But also in Microsoft iTunes, on the, I think it's on App, detected software. It's the same thing. Here, when you deploy the agent, you have an installation count. So he already have a list and he can say, okay, for example, iTunes, two people use iTunes on premises. It's an example for on premises services. But if you want all the SaaS, all the software as a service application, maybe you want to deploy, like I show you on the gallery, manage to YouTube or something like that. So you have the capability to see that. For example, here I have 30 user with 15 agent and application here. It's loading. Okay. You can say, okay, your user use GitHub, for example. 5 user use GitHub. It's an unmanaged functionality here, features. So here I can say now GitHub, because we have a corporate account, I want to say all my developer accounts use my corporate account and manage this connection, LinkedIn, everything like that. So that's a pretty interesting thing. And in fact, it's free, so use that. Okay, another feature, a nice feature, when I connect, so back to John Doe demonstration, I'm connect here, sorry, on my app. Do you remember myapps.microsoft.com? And I will access to the portal here. I have 4 sections, application, so the same thing through Office 365. groups, approval, and profile. Here, when we implement the self-service password reset, we have the capability to register for password reset, and it will ask you, okay, what's, oh, sorry, it's, in fact, it's for the MFA, this one, multi-factor authentication. Sorry, it's change password here. And change password, you can say, okay, now what's your old password and what will you, what will be your new one? You can also register for multi-factor authentication. In our example, we implement the multi-factor authentication to say everybody who has not connected in the office with the public IP in the office in Montreal, when you are outside the office, you need to use the multi-factor authentication. So, for example, in Redmond, Microsoft, when I connect to my device or on my Office 365 or all the features provided by my company, I need to use my password. And I think I have a call or a text from the multi-factor provider. So here, last thing I want to show you, it's like I say, we have the password reset, but we also have the capacity to create our own groups and synchronize with Active Directory on-premises. So in our company, we provide that. We use this feature, actually. When you go on site, on SharePoint, we couple that with SharePoint. Okay. So here I'm connected to a team site. It's for the demonstration. So for example, we had a new subsite here, AzureCon demonstration. Copy that demo team site. And I want to use unique permission for that one. Okay, I will create that. So in SharePoint, when you create a new site, you can apply a bunch of permission. In default, you have the reader, the member, and the owner. So here, I can say, okay, I want to create a new group, but also I want to create a group in my Active Directory, because in our governance on SharePoint, we want to manage every application through the Active Directory. So here, I said AzureCon, for example, demo site SharePoint. Opa. Here, and reader. Okay, and I said the group is open for is open to join for all users who I want owner approval, for example. I will do that and said create. So he create a new one. That's it. It's on Office 365, so I already have the capability to say, okay, visitor here. So you have the capability to add this security group on your SharePoint. And after that, you can manage. Do remember, John Doe is not an administrator, he's just a simple user. You can manage the approval and the group to say, add a member, set a new owner, leave this group, delete this group, and delete this group through the My Apps application. So that's a nice feature. And also, do remember with the synchronization, these groups on Office 365 will be synchronized to my Active Directory on-premises. So I can use this group too, maybe for my on-premises application, on-premises SharePoint or on-premises FileShare, and to reach them to another application. So that's pretty it for today. Thank you very much to take the time to watch this video. And take the time to understand me with my beautiful accent. See you the next one, and hope you enjoy. Bye bye.